Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman, and today we're going to be taking out the old crystal ball, dusting it off, and making some predictions. That's right, today we're going to be discussing four global growth stocks with disruptive potential and two that may have passed their best. And to talk to me about this today, I'm joined by Alex Polak from Loftus Peak and Nick Griffin from Munro Partners. Nick, let's start with Uber. It's hard to imagine that Uber could be even more disruptive than it already is. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, so we've got Uber as a buy. We would argue any app that gets to the front page of your phone and is used weekly generally has got your eyeballs and can ultimately evolve into something much bigger. We've seen that happen with Facebook. We've seen that happen with Google. Uber is just part of the way through this journey. And so ultimately an app that's used consistently around the world, the competitive dynamics are coming down, and we think a super app, a long runway of growth ahead of it and other things it could do outside of just ride hailing.
It's definitely on my front app screen. Buy, hold, or sell on Uber?
Look, I'd have to put it as a sell. It is already capped at $100 billion. For me, it's a company in search of a business plan, right? They started off, you know, with drivers, and then the discussion was going to be, you know, driverless. And then they had to transition to food, and then they're transitioning to freight, and there was going to be the flying cars. Kosh Rasahi, the CEO of Uber, I think is doing a great job, you know, repurposing the company into the areas that work. But it's not persuasive for me. It's still making lots and lots of losses, and the cash flows, while improving, are still pretty heavily negative. So it's a sell for me.
Okay, next up we have PayPal, another fan favourite. Obviously a huge payment system, recently entered into the buy now, pay later space. Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a great company. We really, really like it. 350 odd million users around the world. It's really moved to dominate the space in a lot of different players. It's bigger than JP Morgan, for argument's sake. But the valuation right now kind of suggests that they need 20% top line growth, you know, in kind of perpetuity, certainly for the next 5 or 7 years. And so while we love the company, and this is a company with a great business plan, it's just too expensive. So I'd have to say we're a sell.
Nick, PayPal just keeps growing and growing. It was up 125% over the last 12 months. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yeah, we still think it's a buy. It's obviously had a good run, as Alex mentioned, but again, front page of your phone, disrupting banks around the world. I think the key thing to remember about PayPal is you're really just slowly eroding the profit streams of every bank on the planet. And I would just point out that banks only really exist to collect cash. They're regional, Bendigo Bank, Bank of New South Wales. That's why they exist. Once cash disappears, you know, why does your bank have to have a physical presence? And that's really going to allow PayPal to move into all these other areas. And we see that happening with crypto already, or merchant acquiring. And that runway for growth just really goes well into the distance. And so, yes, it may be a little ahead of itself, but definitely not one we're going to step off today. So it's a buy.
All right, next up we have NVIDIA. They're a chip manufacturer in the gaming industry. Buy, hold, or sell?
Yes, that's a buy as well. NVIDIA really is, you know, if you believe artificial intelligence is the future, then you should believe in NVIDIA. It's as simple as that. Their GPUs, or they are the number one semiconductor manufacturer or computer designer of motherboards in the world. They literally go into everything, cars, data centers, you name it. And all of them, you know, are being used for accelerated computing, which is effectively to do AI task flows. And so we like the company a lot. Also had a good run, but still a long runway of growth in front of it, so it's a buy.
This theme has really accelerated during COVID. Does it have any more room to run, buy, hold, or sell?
Oh, no, we're still a buy on NVIDIA. I agree with Nick on this. They are the new Intel. What they're doing with this merger with ARM is, you know, profound. It's the holy trinity for them, CPU, GPU, DPU. And they're disrupting everything from, you know, cars to computer games to your email. So they're across everything, so to speak. And they've got, I think, quite a long way to go. They're a very prospective company.
Okay, next up we've got Peloton Interactive. We're getting healthy here. They're the manufacturer of interactive bikes and treadmills. Buy, hold or sell?
Look, that's a kind of easy one, right? You know, everybody's bored on their treadmill, right? So give them some entertainment and sell them a bike in the process. I mean, it's a beautifully simple model. You know, I like the company. I think they're going to do really well. I know they've had some, you know, that negative press around people getting hurt by the treadmills, but treadmills are like that, right? So I think they're going to continue to do well.
So it's a buy?
Yeah.
Everybody still needs to, you know, exercise from home. Gyms are still closed in some areas of the world. Buy, hold or sell on Peloton?
Yeah, so we're a hold on this one. Really like the product. Great product. Have captured the imagination of consumers around the world. But ultimately a physical business. You know, it is a physical product. There are competitors that will come along. And so you don't really, there are network effects at play here, but not as much as we'd see from a pure digital business like an Uber or a PayPal. So this one's a hold for us.
Okay. We've talked about stocks that could disrupt. Now tell me your one stock that you think has just been overhyped by the market.
Yeah. I basically came up with GameStop, and I know this is an old story, but I just want to encourage the viewers not to do this. The stock is still actually very close to where it was when it was in the news. People are still believing that this company is going to morph into some sort of crypto type currency. And I would just encourage anybody who's doing this to please stop doing this. This is a license to lose money. The company will simply...
Not for everybody, but...
The company will simply issue you stock. It will issue you shares. It's not a cryptocurrency. It's not a closed... They'll literally issue the shares and pay themselves the money. And all you're doing is giving them the platform to do that. And so I'd encourage people to please stop doing that.
Alex, there's not much more overhyped than GameStop. What's your overhyped pick?
Look, it's a company that we have owned and love. It's Tesla, right? And we bought it, you know, 3 or 4 years ago on the basis that they'd get to 1 million cars. And at 1 million cars, at 60,000 a car, that was $60 billion. And at a 25% EBITDA margin, that was $15 billion. And 10 times was $150 billion, right? But now at this price, 750 billion, right, the company needs to get to 5 million cars at all those metrics to actually generate something in the order of $75 billion worth of EBITDA, and at a 10 times multiple, that's $750 billion in 2028. It's a sell. There's just a lot of water to flow under the bridge before we get to that point, right? There, other things will happen, as Winston Churchill said, events, dear boy.
They're big, they're global, and they're disruptive, but if they don't play their cards right, they may end up being overhyped. Either way, they're set to make an Uber impact.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.